Welcome to Mark My Words, a segment of the Always Searching podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Lynn Mark. I'm delighted that you're here. I'm generally not a proponent of weeks or months dedicated to a particular disease or a particular issue or a particular dessert or a particular pet. I really think we have to focus on these issues all the time. So for example, October is generally known as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I think we need to be aware of our breast health every month. But something very special is happening in October 2022. And that is we may finally, after 50 years, have a vehicle orbiting the moon. Artemis is scheduled to launch and to orbit the moon and to take us back to the lunar surface eventually when we have the technology lined up and our astronauts are ready. Now, this is pretty monumental because we have talked about going back to the moon, but just never quite got there after our Apollo days. And I'm a child of the Apollo program. And it's true, we actually did walk on the moon. It's not made up. And I remember being a little girl sitting in my classroom watching a black and white television, watching astronauts hop on the lunar surface. It looked like fun. It looked extraordinarily exciting. But I didn't think that was something that I really could do until one day my dad took me to my window. We were looking out at Mount Evans, which was in the backdrop of where I lived. And he said, you know, you can go to the moon too. There will be a day when we will have basically airplanes going back and forth. And if you believe it, you can do it. And that was a really transformative moment for me because it made me realize that I could choose my dreams. I could reach for the stars. So at that moment, I had another love as well, and that was to be a physician, to be a doctor. I wanted to be a doc who practiced on the moon. Pretty exciting approach when you're a little girl. And then I went through another transformation. I began to see friends and family members experience very severe disease. In fact, I remember particular loving aunt who had cancer. And I just couldn't figure out how could we have money to go to the moon to have a space program, but still have money to develop new technologies to beat diseases here on Earth, such as cancer. So I decided as a young girl in my horrible penmanship to write the President of the United States and share my vision with him. And I did that. And I received a signed copy, a signed photograph copy that I could frame of his picture. And I remember being just so enthralled by getting a letter that just had the White House on the envelope. So that began my lifelong journey of feeling that I could write the White House and educate them on my views and vision. And eventually in 2014, 2015, I actually became a senior science policy advisor at the White House where I could officially do that. But something miraculous happened. When I was that young girl, I believed that we did need a space program. Then I evolved to if we were going to send people to the moon, we were going to be taking money away from important endeavors here on Earth, to eventually believing that we needed our space program again. And that happened while I was a resident and fellow training to be a doctor, and I was researching how we lost bone in space. And I remember taking out all my articles and sitting on the ground and reviewing everything. And some of the most exciting research was actually coming from space exploration. Because you see, as you go into space, you begin to lose bone mass. And in fact, you lose enough bone mass to put yourself at significant risk for fracture. So the space program has actually developed measures, countermeasures to try to prevent bone loss. And to me, it was, again, another window into how our body adapts to whatever environment we were in. And my love, again, for space was ignited. I wanted to be an astronaut. I wanted to be a scientist who could study how the body adapts. And I wanted to be part of the space program. Well, eventually, I had an opportunity to pursue those dreams, and I became the senior medical advisor at NASA for over 18 years and got to study how the body adapted and got to study also how we can make the technologies that are so important for space exploration relevant for our life on Earth. So you see, there isn't a disconnect. There isn't a polarity that if you do one, you can't do the other. By going into space, you can actually improve your life on Earth. And by improving your life on Earth, you may have an opportunity to go into space. So I decided that I was going to designate Always Searching Space Month for the month of October. And during this month, I'm going to interview exciting people who are doing exciting stuff, from astrophysicists to analog astronauts to commercial astronauts and those who have gone into space as part of the NASA program. I want to look at this from all angles so that we have a greater understanding how one, all of us can realistically transform our lives by questioning conventional wisdom and health and science and technology, and also how we can individually make decisions that will enable us to lead good lives here on Earth and also in space. I think it's important that we keep an open mind. I think it's also important that we democratize space, that it's not just for very, very wealthy people who want a new adventure, but that we ensure that we open the doors to space for everyone, no matter what age, sex, gender, race, physical background, whatever defines us as human beings. Because I truly, truly believe that there is space for all of us. We just need to ensure that we work together so we can make sure that everyone has that opportunity. Mark my words, we all need more space. Until next time, we're always searching. Thank you so much for listening to Always Searching. Please share it with your community. This podcast was produced by Noah Jones and hosted by me, Dr. Sarah Lynn Mark. Until next time, we're always searching.